This is Professor Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, barrister at law, and we're talking about Lord Denning, Lord Denning at 100 years of age. Now, getting to 100 is an accomplishment in itself. George Burns managed it, and in the last few years of his life, whenever anyone asked him whether he was glad to be here, Burns replied, "I'm glad to be anywhere." So getting to 100 is something. In fact, George Burns had arranged to go to the Palladium, to do a show at the Palladium at 100. He didn't do that, but it indicates that it's possible at least to be operating and operating successfully at that age. Of course, it isn't a question of mere quantity. It's a question of quality. It isn't simply sticking around for a certain length of time. It's what one does during that time. There are those massive tortoises in the South Seas who live some 300, 350 years. The way they manage it, apparently, is that they don't do anything. They move, you know, 1 centimeter every 10 years, and so they're around for a very long time. But they are basically occupying space. Makes me think of those memory experts, the ones who can do amazing feats of memory, but what do they spend their time on? Memorizing telephone directories instead of anything significant, such as learning legal material for bar examinations. In the case of Denning, it isn't a matter of length of life, really. It's a matter of amazing accomplishments during his career. He is certainly the greatest English judge of the century. His impact on English law is far greater than that of any other single person.